Welcome to the Best in Class podcast with JoeBucksFan.com draft guru Sean Sullivan, presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford. Today, Sean ranks the top five drafts from the 2024 NFL draft based on performance. He does it every year. It's always an exciting listen. And there's more too, so kick back, relax. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Best in Class with Sean Sullivan. This is a very exciting week for me. First of all, we're going to wrap up the 2024 postseason draft comments. We're going to rank the top five classes. Then we're going to break right into the next podcast. We're going to break right into the breakdown of the positions. But super excited. I am going to the NFL Combine. That is correct. I will be there. Irritating everybody like normal, asking all of the questions that everybody wants to know. It'll be my first time. I'm very excited, and I'm going to have so many fun podcasts after that based on the players. But this will be the first time I actually get to interview the players. I get to put something besides just watching tape. I get to actually meet the person and see how they are, you know, like see if they really love football as much as I do, you know, see if they're going to play with heart. You know, like Bucky Irving. So very exciting time, guys. But let's first take a word from our sponsor, Bill Curry Ford, serving the Tampa community for over 60 years, third generation family business. Please visit us at BillCurryFord.com to see all of our amazing specials. We're finishing up February with a $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade-in. Right now, we need cars to set us up for, you right, March Madness is coming. So it's a great time to be in the car business. March is the premier month to start off our year. We're going to have interest rate savings, high discounts, remaining 2024s, and we're going to be doing some amazing stuff with pickup and delivery and free mobile service to all of our customers. And you'll see that all at BillCurryFord.com. Follow us at all of the social media sites, Bill Curry Ford Tampa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know where to go. Very exciting stuff. But let's go in. Let's jump into the best 30 minutes of NFL talk in the country. And then I'm looking forward to, I think linebackers are going to be our first breakdown for the offseason. I have some really cool interviews lined up. Obviously, linebacker, outside and inside linebacker is a position of need for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I'll be examining that. But we have plenty of time to talk about that. We have free agency opening up right when I get back from the combine. That week, free agency opens. Very exciting stuff. All right, let's break it down. All right, so we're going to start with the Washington Redskins. Player by player, selection by selection, impact, wins, had the best NFL draft. And we're going to start with my number two overall quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels at LSU started 17 games, broke several NFL records, was calm under pressure, really went into a leadership role, took Washington into the playoffs, played extremely well, running basically an RPO offense from LSU. The offensive coordinator did an amazing job sprinkling in a lot of his best plays from college. As you can see, when he could really throw that ball outside the hash marks towards the sideline with great accuracy. He really liked the small screens. And then when he wasn't doing that, he was running up and down the field. So congratulations on an amazing Offensive Player of the Year award for Jaden Daniels. And what a terrific impact he made. And now the Washington, say the team formerly known as the Redskins, I think that's the thing I'm supposed to say, has their franchise quarterback. And they're in really, really good shape. That was their first round. All right, second round, they went and got Zerhan Newton, which is a defensive tackle. This was a favorite of Lee DeKemper's, and he had a small foot injury going into the draft. He played in 16 games, had 11 starts, really came on at the end of the season, really provided some really terrific final games, plus some playoffs, did a really great job. Still in the second round, pick number 50, Mike Santorizzi, cornerback, 17 games, played in, had 16 starts, which is fantastic. And then they rounded off the second round with Vincent, the tight end. 17 games, had 2 starts, but was in there blocking a lot of the time, which I thought overall was really great. I think Jaden Daniels had a lot of offensive weapons that we did not expect as pundits of the NFL, as like guys watching games. He really made the players around him better. But let's not forget, he had some good talent around him. In round 3, pick 67, they picked Brandon Coleman. So Brandon Coleman played in 16 games, had 12 starts for the Redskins, and I thought he played extremely well late in the season. So he really came on, really offered some terrific protection, and then obviously had some had a really terrific playoff game. Luke McCaffrey, a guy that a lot of people know, pick 100 in the round three, you know, is the little brother of another very famous McCaffrey. 17 games and had four starts. He was like their third down guy, had some key third down starts. But if you look at it right now, their first five picks played in 16 or 17 games. That's their first five picks. That's a lot of games played. And if you look at their starts, Jane Daniels, 17 starts, 11 starts, 16 starts, two starts for Ben, 12 starts for Brandon, four starts for Luke McCaffrey. So lots of production in their first five picks. So really great stuff. And then they didn't have a fourth-round pick, so they come back in round five for Jordan McGee, linebacker. Played in eight games. He had a start late in the season. Dominic Hampton, the safety, was more of a special teams player. Round Javonte. Listen, don't write me any emails about how I mispronounce names. It's going to happen. Jean Batiste, defensive end, right? 12 games, one start. Backup pass rusher, but he still played in 12 games. And they had a free agent signing, Tyler Owens, safety, who played in 12 games, was more of a special teams player. But I want you to think about that roster, what a difference one draft can make. I mean, we talk about the Detroit Lions winning 14 games. They won 14 games, guys, because they've had three incredible drafts, right? They've really rebuilt their team. The draft is the key to all of this, not free agency. No, I don't even think, I mean, obviously coaching is super important, but if you hit on the draft, the entire, like, outlook for your team, the entire prospect of your team changes. And Washington got a franchise quarterback, a franchise defensive tackle, a starting corner, a hybrid tight end, a starting offensive lineman, a third wide receiver, and backup linebackers and safeties in one draft. Congratulations to the Redskins. I'm very happy for them. Obviously, being in the NFC, I don't want any other team to win, but it's hard for me not to applaud really terrific drafting, and that's what they got. Now, it's going to come to no surprise who my second best draft is, and that's going to be, that's right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? What a draft, again, for Jason Light. Unbelievable draft. And, you know, it's hard not to put it first, but I can tell you, one, I'm biased, which, I'm, you know, it happens. But looking at it completely unbiased, it's hard when you don't have a franchise quarterback drafted. It's hard to hit on franchise quarterbacks, guys. It's hard. They found them, right? So Washington gets number one. The Bucs get number two. Grant Barton, our center, you know, 16 games started. I felt like, you know, he really hit that rookie wall at the end of the season. You could really tell he was struggling a little bit more, but getting his, you know, missing some assignments, things like that, you know, had some penalties. But overall, greatly improved our run game, which went from last in the NFL, as you know, to one of the top rushing offenses in the league. Not just, you know, if you talk to, like, some very famous people like Emmitt Smith, you know, and he would talk about, hey, listen, the offensive line really dictates the running game, not as much as the running back. That's coming from a Hall of Fame running back who's basically saying the offensive line matters. Lee DeKemper, I know, will tell you the offensive line matters. Grant Barton upgraded the position at center. I think next year he's going to be even better. So congratulations on at number 26 getting a starting center that I think is going to be very good in the NFL. Round two, pick 57, Chris Braswell. He didn't start a game this year. He played in all 17 games. He was hit or miss. He was a situational pass rusher at Alabama. Nick Saban did say he was going to take some time to develop. He was still a five-star recruit. Has the physical tools to be good. But to play in Todd Bowles, and this is going to pick on Todd Bowles a little bit, although I love him as our head coach. He's steady. But what he demands of his outside linebackers and his 3-4 defense is different than most. He doesn't just let you put your hand in and rush the passer. You've got to be able to not only play the run, but you've got to be able to – you need to be able to get out in the field and guard running backs and tight ends in pass coverage. And I'm telling you, that's a hard lesson for Chris Braswell since he didn't do any of it at Alabama. So not only is he coming to the NFL as a rookie, he has to learn basically a new position. So we're gonna put the jury out on Chris Braswell. Now, Tyke Smith, again out of Georgia, 89th pick overall, played in 13 games, had six starts, would have started more had he not gotten hurt. Todd Bowles himself said that Tyke Smith is already one of the game's best players at his position as a rookie, which I thought, wow, That's big talk for him, and that the fact that he made such a difference in our defense when he played. And, you know, he played that third corner. What I think is going to end up happening is there was talk just recently of him playing like a hybrid safety role where he can play like a third corner, plus he can play some type of hybrid safety. So we'll see how that goes. But I think they're really going to expand his role in 2025. So Tyke Smith looks like a guy that we knew coming in. We talked about it in Best in Class that he was going to be a plug-and-play player, and that's what it looks like he's been. Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver, pick 92, out of Washington, 13 games, 12 starts, had 7 touchdowns at the end of the year, really came on strong to the point to where people are talking about maybe not re-signing Godwin and letting McMillan keep that number two role and then using that $25 million Godwin money on it like a free agent pass rusher or inside linebacker. So we'll see how that goes. I personally want to re-sign Godwin, and I wouldn't mind having Jaden McMillan another couple of years at that position, because I really love the depth, and I really love our quarterback. So Jalen McMillan, and then, of course, his brother is coming out in, as another wide receiver this year who's been linked to the Bucs, surprisingly. But that's a whole other conversation we'll get into when we break down wide receivers. Now, the cream of the crop, Bucky Irving, round 4, pick 125, 17 games. He had 3 starts, rushed for over 1,000 yards as a rookie, top 5 rushing offense. Bucky Irving is the real deal. He is a superstar running back. And when I say superstar running back, Bucky Irving's name is going to be talked about with, you know, the Saquon Barkleys of the world, King Henrys of the world. That's the kind of difference that Bucky Irving's going to make on our team starting game 1 of the 2025 season. I see him rushing for over 1,500 yards if he stays healthy this year. I think he's a massively incredible talent that runs and plays with such heart and ambition. For his size, the making people miss thing is an interesting concept to me. The first guy doesn't get him down to the ground, which I love. And then he finds a way to layer those runs in, very much like Barry Sanders. Don't send me any emails, please, at bestinclass@billcurry4.com about me comparing him to Barry Sanders. He has a similar running style to Barry Sanders in the fact that Barry, instead of running north to south, would layer up his runs. He would go 5 yards and then go west, 5 yards and then go west. Or he would go east, depending on how it was. But he would layer these long runs in where he knew he couldn't take it to the house, but he knew he was going to run for 35 yards. Bucky Irving has very similar vision, and I really like that. Elijah Klein, the offensive guard, played in 16 games this year. I mean, he did get in the games. He had 0 starts. He's a guy that I have faith that Jason Light, I don't question his offensive tackle, offensive guard picks. They've been too good for too long. He doesn't usually miss. We'll see how that comes out. Devin Culp, I'm so impressed with him. He was basically a tight end at Washington, right, for Penix, where he basically ran a lot of wide receiver routes and screens, and he was picked 246. He played in 5 games right at the end of the year. Kate Otten was hurt. And then you saw Culp just make these amazing catches. He actually didn't have a drop in the NFL this year. I mean, it's not a big sample size, but he showed off his hands and he showed off that he can get down the field. This guy is a weapon, right? And then as far as a free agent, Tyreek Funderburk, the cornerback, played in 13 games, 2 starts. Listen, I'm not a fan of Funderburk, so I'm not going to sit here and say, I mean, for a free agent guy off the street, yeah, I mean, he made the team, he played in the games. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do from the cornerback role if you're a Bucs fan. But, again, what a draft for Jason Light. The number 2 overall draft. I hope he does it again this year. We have pick number 19. We're going to be breaking down what the Bucs should be doing at 19. Moving on to my number 3 class, the Los Angeles Rams, who had the defensive rookie of the year, pick number 19, out of Florida State. That's right, Jared Verse. We talked about him. We wanted him to go to the Bucs. He didn't fall to us. The Rams jumped on him early. He played in 17 games, 16 starts, was 4th in the NFL in quarterback pressures. In the playoffs, was an absolute beast of a man, was absolutely unblockable in the playoffs. So here's a guy, is a future star, not just defensive player of the year, rookie of the year. This guy is going to be a force in the NFL. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams, Florida State guy, Jared Verse. What a pick that was at 19. A lot of people said, oh, it's a little high. Well, I don't think any of those people are talking now, are they? Brandon Fisk, the defensive tackle, another guy out of Florida State, pick 39, 17 games, 8 starts. This guy played at a Pro Bowl level, guys, for several games. Between Verse and Brandon, I mean, if you think about the first 1-2 punch, that's pretty incredible for the Rams. They basically redid their entire defense for run stopping and rushing the passer with the first two picks. So all these guys that say, hey, Sean, you can't get a pass rusher in the first round that makes a difference. How many examples do you want? You have to pick the right guy. You know, I don't think anybody is complaining about Jared Verse going in the first round. You know, in Kansas City with George Kloftis, a guy that I stood on a table and was begging the Bucks to take him. Begging him, right? Out of Purdue, long, strong, had pass rushing moves. All he's done is have 8 sacks his rookie year, won a Super Bowl, and has had 8, 9, 10 sacks. I mean, the guy's been unbelievable. You can get these guys. We're going to break down the edge class, you know, as one of our upcoming podcasts. And then Blake Corum, Michigan running back, 17 games, had 1 start. Really didn't show a lot his rookie year. Cameron Kitchens, safety, 17 games, 4 starts. That was in pick round 4, round 5. Brendan Jackson, outside linebacker, 7 games, had a late start in the year. And then in round 6, they had 4 picks. Now, out of these 4 picks, I want you to think about this. Out of these 4 guys, in round 6, all 4 guys played 16 games or more. Think about that. In round 6, Tyler Davis, defensive tackle, Joshua Cardi, kicker, Jordan Winningham, wide receiver, who, by the way, for 3 weeks in a row led all rookie wide receivers in touchdowns and receiving, and then Bo Limmer, the center. 16 games, 15 games, 17 games, 16 games, 4 picks in round 6. Les Snead was an animal. He said, these are not throwaway picks. These are picks where I'm going to be building my team. Round 7, KT Levingston, offensive guard, guy didn't play. Notable free agents, Justin Dedrick, offensive guard. He had 3 starts, right off the street. Played in 13 games. Jalen McDonough, the safety, 17 games. And Omar Spites, linebacker, 17 games. They found a linebacker off the street that was undrafted, that played in all 17 games, and then started the last 10 games of the season. A free agent, Les Snead. This guy murdered the draft. The first 2 picks changed the defense, and then that middle round, guys, that's where you build the meat and potatoes. Like, you know, you got that pretty steak, like a Jaden Daniels, you got that beautiful filet, right? But then all the trimmings, right? All the trimmings come in the 4th, 5th, and 6th round. You guys want to know why I am so passionate about rookies and the draft? It's because it is exciting. It's like there's a gambling part of this aspect. There's a win part of this aspect. There's an opinion part of it. There's a passion part of it. The draft is awesome. I'm going to Indianapolis, so can't wait. So moving on. Now, the Raiders are the only team that had a top draft where their GM was actually fired. Makes no sense to me. We're not talking about the Raiders. They got a lot of things going on with Brady coming in and all that stuff. That, you know, that comes with its own deal. All right. Round 1, Brock Bowers. I talked about him. Ira and I talked about him. Ira said, who's your favorite offensive player besides the quarterback? Brock Bowers. Now, he broke every rookie record for receiving. He led the tight ends in receiving. He had the most catches and the most yards. Played in all 17 games. The guy was an absolute beast. He is a Pro Bowl, all-pro starter for the next 10 years for the Raiders. The guy is amazing. So look for him to be the next great tight end that everyone's talking about on the start of his Hall of Fame career. The guy is a unbelievable freak of nature at that position. Congratulations to Brock Bowers. Congratulations on your amazing rookie season. In round 2, a guy that Ira really liked was Jackson Powers Johnson. Here's a guy that played center, 15 games, 14 starts. Really fits into what the Raiders were doing. He was out of Oregon. Very physical run guy, you know, has a little off the season stuff, kind of, you know, he's just edgy enough to be a Raider, right? I mean, you can't be a clean Boy Scout and be a Raider. You have to have a little edge to you. You have to have a little off season problems. And that's what Jackson Powers Johnson, you know, he's got an attitude problem. He's not the best teammate from what I understand. He's got some off the field stuff, but what he did was when he played with power, you know, just like his name. And he played extremely well. The Raiders found a really good one there. DJ Glaze, offensive tackle, had 14 starts. The last 14 games, played in 17 games. He was the 77th overall pick. The Raiders have not done well with offensive tackles or offensive guards. And I think Glaze is going to make a difference. And Demarion Richardson, the cornerback, 12 games, 7 starts in the fourth round. Tommy Eckenberg, linebacker, 14 games, 1 start. It's a backup linebacker. Dylan Lau, Labe, he's Australian, so it depends on how you want to pronounce his name. Running back, played in 10 games on the season, more like special teams. Trey Taylor, safety, here's a guy that was on the Todd Bowles radar late in the draft last year. He was drafted 7th overall by the Raiders, played in 10 games. MJ Devonshire was a corner, didn't get on the field. And then notable free agent signings, Amari Gaynor, linebacker, played in 17 games. Another linebacker, rookie, undrafted linebacker, just like the Rams, who played in 17 games on the season. Amari Gaynor, linebacker. Thomas Harper, safety, 15 games, 5 starts. And Jonathan Lulau, defensive tackle, 17 games, 7 starts. So the Raiders fired everybody, and they had the 4th best draft. And they added a starting center, the premier tight end in football, a starter on the offensive line, a starter at cornerback, and put in some really good depth. So overall, I think that was a really good foundation. Coming in at number 5 is Harbaugh's Chargers. Joe Alt, the number 5 overall pick. Everybody thought, okay, this makes a lot of sense. They've got to protect their quarterback, who's my boy, Justin Herbert. Joe Alt played extremely well. He played at a Pro Bowl level for about half the season, hit a rookie wall, and then came back again, 16 starts. Really, I think, played extremely well. It's a hard position to start in the NFL, but he did a great job, and he's a plug-and-play guy. Ladd McConkey, out of Georgia, pick 34, played in 16 games, 14 starts. I mean, there's people who believe that Ladd McConkey was the best offensive player as a rookie in football. I'm not going to go that far because, I don't know what happens to people in California. I don't know what happens to their brain. But as soon as you you cross the border into California, something happens to your brain. You lose IQ points. I'm not quite sure what happens. I don't know if it's the smog. I don't know what it is, but you just become really stupid for some reason. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. But Ladd McConkey is a good player, a solid player. He played in all 16 games. I don't think that he was one of the best offensive players. I think for round 2, I think he was one of the best offensive players. And I'll give him that. Junior Colson, the linebacker out of Michigan, one of my favorite linebackers, played in 11 games, 1 start, was hurt, unfortunately, this season. I think you're going to see him come back next season as a beast. This guy can play. He's a leader, can get tackles for loss, can rush the passer a little bit, can drop into coverage. I really like him as a prospect. Round 4, Justin Igbobi. I'm going to go with that. Defensive tackle, 5 starts, 5 games, 0 starts, was a backup in round 4. Round 5, Tarheed Still, cornerback, 14 games, 12 starts. Cam Hart, cornerback, 14 games, 6 starts. Round 5, to get that kind of level of starting from your corners is fantastic. 12 starts, and so you had 18 starts from round 5 between 2 corners. That's fantastic. And then Kay Vidal, the running back, which was really popular in the preseason pick in fantasy football drafts because they really thought, that he would be the starter. He only played in 10 games. He did not have any starts. And, of course, we all know who ran the ball for the Chargers. Round 7, Brendan Rice, played in 3 games. Here's another guy that made the team. I'm really proud and happy that Brendan Rice made the team. And Cornelius Johnson, he was on the practice squad and on the team a little bit. They didn't have anybody they signed off the street. But if you look at the overall season, the Chargers had a terrific season. So out of least, let's just talk about that for 1 second. The Commanders made the playoffs. The Buccaneers made the playoffs. The Rams made the playoffs. The Raiders did not make the playoffs, right? And the Chargers made the playoffs. So I want you to think about this for a second. 4 of the 5 top drafts in the NFL that I have made the playoffs. So that should tell you that that's the impact that rookies can make and first-year players can make. And that's why you listen to the Best in Class podcast, who is going to be coming to you live from the NFL Combine. I can't wait. I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to start putting out my podcast. We're going to start with linebackers, inside and outside linebackers. We're going to do edges. Will be a different conversation. We're going to do linebackers that are not specifically edge rushers and move on from there. But I'm going to go through every segment of this draft. Then we're going to do a post-combine wrap-up, and then we're going to get into what we think each team is going to draft. I'm very excited about it. Please leave me reviews at Best in Class. That's at Apple Play, Podbeam. I love reviews. Write me at bestinclass@billcurry4.com. Please send me any comments or questions you might have. I'll be happy to answer them. Please follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and now X. And then please visit us at BillCurryFord.com to see all of our amazing specials. And then please follow Joe Bucks Fan. And really, really happy with the way things are going with the new Ford Pro Elite. We're going to be on track to be open in November. We're going to be working on some big trucks, and we're going to be very proud to help the Tampa community keep those trucks on the road, keep them going, keep first responders on the road. We live where other people vacation. We live in the best place in the world. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'll see you guys next time.